and then ask yourself, who am I jealous of or have been jealous of, if I'm honest with myself? That's first step, self-awareness, right?
Yeah.
And that takes already a lot of courage to admit to yourself that you're jealous of someone. And then, like you said, that's a tool to understand, where am I attached to certain outcomes or certain identity features that I'm not even aware of? So if you're jealous of someone who looks better than you, for example, they look prettier in your eyes, you might derive a lot of self-worth from an identity that is a pretty woman or something like that. Or if you feel like you're jealous because someone is very confident in presenting, you know, that's a sign that you're attached to career success or something like that. That's always beneath that. So question whether you really need that attachment.
Yeah.
Or like you said at the beginning, your self-worth is bigger than that.
And what is it linked to? Like, what is your identity linked to?
Yeah.
And I really like what you said in the beginning, which is not to take things to heart.
Mm-hmm.
So if you feel like someone doesn't like you or someone isn't acting in the best way towards you, like it has nothing to do with you and everything to do with them.
Yeah.
And that's hard to kind of remember, but then don't feel like you need to change if you mm-hmm. know that you're being like your true authentic self, I think.
Yeah.
And if that stems from positivity and like love and respect,